19-year-old Jasmine Pendleton earned $7.45 an hour as an employee at McDonald's on Ferguson and West Florissant. As a cashier, cook, server, and meal preparer, Pendleton handles multiple responsibilities and is expected to fill in when necessary. Prior to the campaign, things hadn't been great on the job.
They was just treating us so poorly and badly. We was getting disrespected every day, talked to like we wasn't nothing. We weren't getting our hours. We wasn't getting anything.
Things weren't much better at Arby's on Lindell Boulevard, where 27-year-old Brittany Scott is employed. She works the front line and makes $7.35 an hour.
Well, before the campaign, I was kind of treated like crap by my coworkers. I had one manager that would talk to me, made me feel bullied, how she addressed people and stuff, and we didn't like that.
Both women heard of the campaign through outside sources that came to their restaurants and asked them to sign a petition. They say their desire to advocate for others is what compelled them to get involved and join other supporters on May 9th. They marched in the streets in the rain, carried signs, and chanted outside of McDonald's, Arby's, and Pizza Hut between Whittier Street and Van Deventer Avenue. Pendleton says that some still couldn't understand why the employees would want to protest for a raise.
We're wanting $15 an hour to provide a better stable home and to provide a better stable life for our children and our families that's out here. We wanna be able to go to work and make our money and then come home and be able to pay our bills without struggling. Making $7.35, you cannot do that, period.
But the demonstration was worth it for both women. Community leaders walked employees back to work and advocated on their behalf if they received pushback. According to Martin Rothenon, who helped organize the St. Louis campaign, none of the restaurant workers who participated in the local protest lost their jobs or had their hours cut. Pendleton and her fellow employees will receive promotions and raises, but Scott, on the other hand, almost saw her hours cut. She was walked back to her job by community supporters, wanting to know why her name was scratched off the schedule to work that day when she had been given the hours before the protest.
I got more respect on the job after that day, after that strike. I got a better rapport with my managers now and with coworkers now, and I feel the need to speak up for myself now that I've been heard.
Both women want others to know that the cause goes beyond just their personal needs, however.
We're out here trying to survive. We're out here trying to make a livable wage in the state of Missouri for the citizens. We're out here we're risking our jobs for everybody, not just for us. It's for the whole community. It's for
exactly.
The world.
We reached out to managers at both Arby's and McDonald's to talk about the women's complaints and concerns, but they chose not to comment for this story. Since the May protest, the campaign has seen uprisings in Detroit, Milwaukee, Washington, D.C., and Seattle. Supporters of the St. Louis campaign are still continuing to lobby for support through social media and spreading the word about the nationwide 735 campaign. Erin Williams, St. Louis Public Radio.